USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Santa Clarita, California City Council is set to discuss a vote of no confidence for Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon during Tuesday's City Council meeting. City Council members are set to discuss the special directive set forth by Gascon and take action as deemed appropriate. Desiree Anderade tells Fox News her disbelief.
And it's coming from a man that truly does not care about us victims and is totally pro-criminals at this point.
Desiree's son was beaten to death by supposed friends. The discussion comes after the City Council's public safety meeting called for the City Council to take up a vote of no confidence with Gascon's special directives favoring criminals over victims. And on a follow-up, the illegal immigrants who were involved in a fatal California highway crash last week near El Centro, California, reportedly paid up to $10,000 each to be smuggled across the U.S.-Mexico border. The 25 immigrants were jammed into a single SUV that crashed into a semi-truck. 13 were killed. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
President Biden on Monday seemed to forget Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's name at a White House event, calling the Pentagon chief the guy who runs that outfit over there. 78-year-old President Biden has previously struggled with the names of his own cabinet secretary selections. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Biden will give his first primetime address to the United States on Thursday to mark the one-year anniversary of lockdowns across the nation due to the coronavirus pandemic. Venezuelans will be getting special treatment at the U.S. border, Dan Naraki reports.
The Biden administration will offer protected status to undocumented Venezuelans in the United States. An estimated 320,000 Venezuelans will be eligible to receive temporary protected status. According to Homeland Security officials, the move was made because of the extraordinary conditions in Venezuela, where nearly 5 million people have fled from in recent years to escape economic hardships and humanitarian crises. The temporary protected status allows people to live and work in the United States until conditions improve in their home country.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Republican National Committee has replied to a cease and desist letter from President Trump that demanded that the RNC and other GOP campaign committees stop using his name and likeness in their fundraising materials. RNC lawyer Justin Reamer told Trump's lawyer that it has every right to refer to public figures as it engages core First Amendment protected political speeches. A college football coach says he did nothing wrong, yet he still parted ways from his new job. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
And the University of Kansas and head football coach Les Miles have agreed to part ways. The move comes following the release of a report alleging inappropriate conduct towards female students during his time at LSU. In a Monday evening statement, Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long said he was disappointed for the school and everyone involved with the football program. The report released last week detailed an investigation conducted at LSU in 2013 that accusing Miles of inappropriate behavior with female students. Miles has denied any inappropriate relations with the students, saying he was mentoring young women at the school.
Les Miles began his career with Oklahoma State Cowboys, where he coached from 2001 to 2004. Following that, he coached LSU from 2005 to 2016. He was at Kansas since 2019. Former First Lady Michelle Obama will be inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame this year. The National Women's Hall of Fame named Obama as one of the members of its class of 2021, set to be inducted on October 2nd. The organization celebrated Obama as one of the most influential and iconic women of the 21st century. USA Radio News.